The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. First of all, I'd just like to say that I was extremely grateful for your messages. Extremely grateful. It meant a lot to me. Although I think maybe you've got hold of the wrong end of the stick a little bit. I'm okay, you know. I just when I said I've come to the end of the road. I meant with the slapping contest. I think because I was surrounded by cars at the top of the car park, that's the analogy that I chose. That's all I meant. If you were wondering, you know, I'm okay, and I haven't phoned Claire or Jamie, and if you think that you can give me something that will stop the pain when we get to Siberia, then I'm willing to give that a go. So let's try. Okay, mate. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I'm glad you're back on your feet. It's good to hear. Yeah, you know, just that you're clear in your head now, what we need to do next. Look, you mustn't worry about the tournament and whether you can handle this, because there's a pig farmer who owns the hotel we're staying in. Oh, I think he's dealing with us, and he actually mentioned that there was something which I think a lot of the other competitors do, where they get an injection along their jawline, which can numb the pain. I think it's quite commonplace, so that should clear that up for you. But yeah, give me a call, because we're flying the day after tomorrow. All right, cheers, Rog. Glad you're back on the horse. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Yes, very much back on the horse. Very much looking forward to doing this. Yeah, a couple of things. I thought perhaps we could have another practice session. I know our last one wasn't that successful, but I think I'd like to have another go at that. And I think I'd like you to hit me harder, much harder, as hard as you can, actually. And I want you to keep doing that. And when we get to Siberia, I don't want any pain relief. I want to feel it. I want to feel the hits. And I want to see where that takes me. If things go badly, then things go badly. But I need to find that out. So maybe one more session before we fly off. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Raj. It's Brian. I don't really think we need to do another session, mate. I think that's fine. I think it was a useful experiment, but I don't think we need to do any more. Also, this pig farmer Nikolai, he's I think it's very honourable what you're wanting to do, but I just don't think it's. I understand that if you know what's happening to you, you can sort of manage it. But I think the offer he's made is pretty good. He just wants a small cut, but I think basically every competitor does it, so it's an even a level playing field anyway. So I'm not sure what you're thinking is there, mate. But he sounds like a great bloke. He's got a shooting range. He's going to take us hunting. And he's got a sort of harem as well, a gaggle of fillies, which I think will be, they'll be all over you, mate. So that should be good. I think you should reconsider. But, all right, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Okay, I mean, if you aren't up for another practice session, I understand. Given what happened last time, I suppose, but I'd like to stick with my original decision, read the pain management injection when we get to Siberia, and I'm going to veto that for now because I do want to feel what's coming. In terms of the harem that the pork farmer owns, I think it's probably best that I stay away from that as well. I know things are over between me and Claire, but if there's any hope at all of rekindling anything there, I don't want to have to admit to things that I'm not proud of doing further down the line. So I'll probably just spend a great deal of time in my room when we get there. Okay, mate. See you at the airport. Bye bye.
Oh, mate, great night, great night. I have company. Nikolai sends a girl up. she let me shave her pubes, but I did it in the bath. But she won't let me kiss her. But well done with the initiation tonight. Mate, I thought you handled it all very well. I didn't think he was actually going to piss on you, but while you were eating the pig's dick. But he did. But he gave you the reindeer waistcoat, didn't he? You deserve it, mate. You deserve it. So it's the Latvian stonemason up first thing tomorrow. You know, the bloke who kept pushing you over and finding it unbearably funny. Look, are you sure you don't want that injection, mate? You've still got time. You do it first thing in the morning. Well, it's in a couple of hours. It's 5 o'clock. Shit.
Anyway, night night, sweet prince.
Hello, Brian. Good morning. It's Roger here. You're probably still asleep. It was a great night last night, yes. The initiation ceremony was quite out of the ordinary, wasn't it? It was funny because after they had, you know, after I'd eaten that thing and he'd done that thing on my back. They all said to me that's not actually part of the initiation ceremony. It was just a joke, which is quite funny. They said I didn't have to do it, but I wanted to feel everything and be part of it and throw myself in, and so I let them. And then that Latvian stonemason pushing me over all night, that was funny. So I've got him first up. I actually went down this morning and watched a couple of the rounds, and I'll be honest with you, the competitors are enormous and they hit each other with such ferocity that the table shook, that they were resting on, it shook, and that is bolted to the ground, it still shook, such as the force of the blows they're inflicting on each other. So I'm looking forward to that. No, I want to feel it. I don't want the pain injections, and let's just see what happens. Okay, mate, I'll see you for the first round. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Just quickly, what music do you want to come on to? Really insistent, they need to know. So just tell me. I'll see you down in the tent in fire. I'm just jumping in the shower. All right, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. The James Bond theme. Thanks, mate.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. Look, mate, I was in the tent and I saw the Latvian stonemason warming up. He's quite possibly the biggest man I've ever seen, and his hands are like spades. And my worry is, I think he's going to kill you. I can't find you. Basically, what I'm saying is, I wouldn't blame you if you've done a runner, mate. Okay, but hang on. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Oh, mate. Fuck me. Excuse my language, but that was... that was everything, really. All rolled into one or two moments. I was terrified. I'm not going to lie to you, mate. I was absolutely terrified. I don't think I've ever been more frightened in my entire life. And when he hit me, it was with such brutality that I think I had an internal sort of nervous breakdown. Something just... It was a sort of a form of disassociation, and it's a very similar feeling to how I felt when Claire used to slap me for misdemeanors around the house. And I must have just reacted, and I hit him with everything I had, and thankfully it was enough, but I am in sort of quite a great deal of pain. Now, and I'm not sure what's going to happen in the next round. I wouldn't say I'm any less scared than I was in the last round, so I just have to take every moment as they come. And I've got ice on my face at the moment, but I'm not sure it's going to be enough to be ready by 5:30. It's already coming up sort of bluish, you know, it's bruised quite badly, I think. So
Well, I just have to manage it. Anyway, I'm just having a little lie down late, and maybe I'll see you a bit later for some lunch or something. Okay. Still, all going well. All going well. Glad I came. Thanks, mate.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Well, that was a fucking miracle. I've never seen anything like that in my life. There were some very worried people in that room. I mean, thank God you were tied to the plinth with the leather straps, and because I think you would have gone flying. But I think you broke his spirit. I actually think you crushed him, because, you know, I doubt he's ever gone past one flap. So the fact that you just didn't move obviously got to him, and then you were able to put a lot of power into that hit. I mean, the noise you made, Jesus Christ, it was like a wounded wolf. Yeah, I was just thinking about how I was going to get you to a hospital, and, but you did pass out. But I think, yeah, just rest up. And again, I really do think maybe you should have the injection, mate. I think you should have the injection. Okay, I'll come and knock on your door in a bit. All right, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I don't know whether you, you've heard the good news. I'm just having some chips, by the way. I don't know whether you've heard the good news, but I've been given a bye straight into the semi-finals, which is good news, because the chap I was going to face in the quarter-finals has been arrested for murdering his wife, so he's out of the picture. So I'm straight into the semi-finals, but obviously the competition gets a little tougher the further in you get, and the man I'm about to face is undefeated and weighs in at 25 stone. He's a lumberjack, so he's strong, and obviously, he's a lot stronger than me. You know, I'm not a lumberjack. I was a middle manager at Frankie and Benny's, and it doesn't give you the same opportunities for sort of physical development, you know, in the same way that a lumberjack would. So I'm at a physical disadvantage, but I've got my inner strength, and served me well in the last round. So hopefully I'll be okay. But I'm not going to lie, I am extremely frightened, but it's good to feel that. It's good to feel scared, and because it means you're still alive, and I'm glad I am still alive. Okay, mate, see you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, Brian. Roger. I don't know how I got through that, and I certainly don't know how I won it. But I think after he hit me for the fifth time, and I just stared back at him, and I didn't flinch. I think his will had gone. And I managed to summon up the almighty blow, and he hit the floor. It seemed almost impossible, but something's on my side. But the upshot is, I'm absolute agony, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do the final without some sort of pain relief. So the only chance you could speak to a man about the injection, I'm going to be grateful. Thank you. Bye.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. I've got good news and I've got bad news. I'm sorry I missed the semi, but after the first clash, I was celebrating with Nikolai in the bar, and he asked me if I would like two girls, sisters, and I said yes. And they took me up to my room, and they put me on a reclining chair, and they pulled my trousers off and put my knees on the side of my head, and one of them put my balls in her mouth and hummed whilst the other licked my arsehole. It was brilliant. But I think they must have spiked my drink, because after I ejaculated, I fell over. And when I came round, they'd taken all of Auntie Lizzie's money and my passport and my shoes. Now, Nikolai says he can get the passport back and the shoes, but I can't get the money. So you have to win the final now to receive the prize money. I'm sorry, mate. I was doing really well and we were doubling up, but that's gone. He said he'll still do the injection, though, so that's good. All right, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Well, who'd have thought that, then, eh? I'm through to the final. Crumbs. Although not completely out of the woods yet, the chap I have to meet in the final is quite notorious. He's spent quite a number of years in the gulags, and he hasn't been defeated for a few years, and apparently he's killed a couple of people along the way, so I've got my work cut out. Being an ex-gulag prisoner who doesn't adhere to all the customary rules that we would live our lives by, so probably best to tread carefully. I really could do with that pain injection now, mate, because I'm not sure I can actually do the final without it, because I'm struggling a little bit now. Still enjoying myself, though, so that's good. I'm glad you had a good night. I'm sorry you got robbed. I hope you can get all those things back. But yes, you're going to need to win this anyway, because, you know, I'm very keen to pay for Jamie's entire school trip. You know. Anyway, get back to me. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I'm just heading back from the police station now. I've got my passport and my shoes. Nikolai said he's going to make it up to me. He's got this girl who I'm going to meet in his barn. She's going to set up all the harnesses and stuff like that, which is great. Which is sort of, you know, not dissimilar to what Ophelia does, and it'll be really interesting actually to see what she does do, you know, differently. But that's fine with the injection. I mentioned it to Nikolai, so they should just knock on your door later. So just stay in your room, watch TV. All right, mate. See you later. Bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm on the way to the hotel now. Look, whatever you do, don't let them in. Do you understand? Do not let Nikolai and the doctor in. The lady I've been with, Saskia, she worked as a chemist in Watford for 2 years. She speaks bloody good English. She told me that they don't mind foreigners competing in the tournament, but there's no fucking way they're going to let them win. There was a Belgian chap a couple of years ago. He got into the final. They injected his face with antifreeze and heroin. Okay? Did you hear me? So just keep the door locked. I'll be there in a sec. I'll be able to talk Nikolai down. For God's sake, don't let them in!
I can't believe it.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I'm so sorry I haven't been in touch for a couple of weeks. The image, the memory of you rolling around in the hotel lobby in Siberia, crying and mumbling incoherently. And finally, the note explaining that you couldn't sign off on Jamie's ski trip because Mrs. Skevington had no idea what you were saying or who you were. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you either, mate, apart from when you wrote things down, but, you know, your face is the damage to your face and your throat, and very frustrating. I do appreciate that. I had some business in Armenia, so I had to get going. But I hope the traveller's checks worked. You know, do call me when you're feeling all right. I'm pretty sure you're back in England now. Okay, mate. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.